Hello, thank you. My name is Andrea Bertonio, Calvin Custom Support. How may I help you?
Yeah. You guys put a thing up about Craftsman toolboxes. You guys had an overstock, and there was a thing saying pay $2 and I guess get on a list or whatever.
I would have to see what charge you were talking about or what account you're talking about. Can I get you to give me that zip code?
My zip code is 08884.
And can I get the name on the account that you're calling about?
Scott O'Ross. O-R-O-S-S.
All right, Mr. Scott, can I get you to verify that address for security purposes for me?
7 Feldbaum, please.
All right, give me 1 second while these transactions are loading. All right, so I have that account pulled up, and I see where it says you entered in the contest to win a toolbox for $5.74 back on November
the 25th. Nope. It says $2. It says pay $2, and you guys took $5.74. And then I screenshotted, and then today you tried to take out $67 for a subscription fee, and it alerted Capital One fraud. And I told him it wasn't supposed to be $5.74. It's supposed to be $2. So the card's been canceled, and I never gave nobody permission to put me on any subscription or take anything out of my account, but $2.
Okay, the subscription was in the terms and conditions. Did you see those on the page, or did you?
No, it wasn't. None of that was in there. Wasn't none of that in there. I read all of it. So the Capital One fraud told me to call you because. It said $2 and you guys took $5.74. That should be returned, and my name's to be taken off all your lists.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me get that together for you. And I'm still here, sir. Just make sure I have you canceled. All right, so I have that account canceled for you, and I have that $5.74 sent back to that account. It will be on your account within 3 to 5 business days.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Would you like that cancellation number?
No, that's all right. I shouldn't need it.
All right, you have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Bye.